At the end of the walkway between Harrison Hall and the Beta Campanile is Elliott Hall. To its right is Stoddard Hall. Both buildings are original dormitories for Miami, though formerly known as North and South Dorm, and likely where a few of Beta's founders were housed. In 1848, a room in Elliott Hall held the first meeting of Phi Delta Theta, the second of the Miami Triad of fraternities founded here in Oxford. Two of the founders of Phi Kappa Tau lived together here as well while the fraternity was being established in 1906. While Miami University was founded on February 2, 1809, the first class, which took place in Old Main, did not occur until November 1, 1824. Not surprisingly, college life differed greatly from what it is today. There were only 135 college students, all men, and 6 professors. Miami remained a men's institution until 1888. The academic year lasted from the first Monday in October until the second Thursday in August. This was typical of Western colleges at the time, where men were needed at home on the farm for the fall harvest. 2-week recesses were given for Christmas and 3 weeks in March, likely for spring planting. Tuition was $24 per year, room costs between $3 and $5 annually, and meals averaged $1.50 to $2 per week. The college demographic varies from today's as well. At the time of Beta's founding, Samuel Taylor Marshall was 27 years old and required one additional year of studies before graduating. 5 of the 8 founders were 19 years old, most barely so. Among them, John Riley Knox and Michael Clarkson Ryan, who both graduated earlier in the day on August 8, 1839.